Gun control advocates in Pennsylvania are celebrating after the state's highest court overruled an NRA-backed law that prompted more than 20 municipalities to drop gun regulations. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the now-defunct law made it easier to sue cities for passing gun restrictions that surpassed state requirements.
It was called Act 192, and it gave groups like the NRA the ability to sue cities as an organization over gun laws. The NRA's legal fees were to be paid by the cities. In response, more than two dozen municipalities dropped gun regulations to stave off a fight with the NRA. It affected Philadelphia, too, says Scott Charles. He's the trauma outreach coordinator at Temple University Hospital.
If I can drive over to Montgomery County and now I'm able to bypass some of the more stringent laws because they've taken the regs off their books because of fear of being sued.
The law passed in the closing days of the legislative session in 2014, tacked on to another bill about penalties for stealing copper. The high court said that's sneaky and unconstitutional.
The decision's really important because it will allow municipalities throughout the state, hopefully, to reenact their lost and stolen gun ordinances, which are the most important ones.
Richard Fader is an attorney with the city of Philadelphia, which refused to repeal its gun control law. In fact, it led the legal challenge to kill Act 192 altogether, and it worked. But NRA attorney Jonathan Goldstein says the National Gun Group may have lost this battle, but there will be more to come.
Municipalities that enact these ordinances do so at their own peril.
His point is gun laws should be consistent throughout the state.
The goal of people who are changing these municipal ordinances is to create a patchwork of unworkable laws across the Commonwealth to chill the lawful behavior of gun owners.
We can afford to stand up to the NRA if we need to.
The city's Fader says Philadelphia is ready to go toe-to-toe. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.